Hi everyone, it's Kai, and today I'm very excited because I have a brand new toy! Very exciting. So, I actually went a little bit crazy and bought a lot. A lot for me. Maybe not a lot for others, but it's a lot for me since I am very, I'm not very spendy. Especially for things for myself or unnecessary items, but I guess I'm starting to feel like this was a little bit necessary. So I got a few toys online and I'm very excited to test them out today. Well, actually, I don't know. I have to be careful not to go overboard and not test all of them out at the same time. But the first one I'm going to start out with that I got is the Satisfyer Pro 3. Shout out to your girl, Momoka Peach. She recommended the Satisfyer brand. And I was like, ooh, yeah, I got to check that out. So I finally got it. And it's quite nice, actually. So I'm a sucker for packaging. And I love the box that it came in. It's quite sturdy, and also it's a really cute color. And yeah, it's like not kind of, you know, some sex toys, they're just like, it's a massive dong. But this one is like, ooh, what is that? Is that an art piece? Is it? No, it's a lovely toy for yourself. So I guess this will also qualify as a ramble. But anyways, the toy is quite nice. It's all silicone. Except for like this one little copper plastic part, but it looks very elegant. And it's nice because it's waterproof, the battery is rechargeable. And yeah, I got this one because it was on sale. And it has the vibrating feature as well. Oh, so anyways, with the Satisfyer series, it uses air pressure, air pulsing, what was this? Pressure wave technology to basically suck on the clitoris. And I've never tried this sort of toy before, so I'm very excited to try it. And yeah, there's so it has the vibrating option and it has the sucking option, and I think there's maybe 10 to 11 strengths, I mean not strengths, well yes, and patterns, vibrating and sucking patterns. And yeah, let's try this out. It's so exciting. All right, so it says that you just kind of put it over the clit, and I'm a little scared because my clit is actually pretty sensitive. So let's hope. Oh wait, it also says to get lube. Okay, and I also bought lube, and alright, I'm excited to try. Oh, where did I put it? Oh, there it is. So. Okay, so, ow, my bones, yikes. Okay. I'm a little nervous. Alright, it's nice too because it just, this toy just fits in the palm of your hand, really. It's very comfortable. It's a nice shape. Alright, let's put it down there. Okay, it's very soft. I think I... I hope I'm doing this right. Oh dear. So it says you're supposed to expose the clit and then just sort of nestle it in there. And it will mimic the effect of someone eating you out and, or, you know, pleasuring you.
down there. I'll focus on that and just sucking sensation, which would be real nice. Oh, I gotta try it on my nipples. Maybe it'll suck there too. Okay.
Let's see. I haven't tried it yet, but okay,
let's try. Turn it on. Oh. That's the thing too, when I was just testing out the buttons, it's very quiet. Okay. So this is the first setting. Oh wait, is that? Yeah, I believe that's the very first. So, it's nice if you're, am I doing it right? Huh. It's nice if, I guess if you're trying to be, quiet and private, so people won't really hear it, because it doesn't get very loud, actually. I don't know if I did it right. Let's see. Well, okay, on the very base setting, it's just kind of like, sort of like a little tapping, a little tap-tap-tap sensation, but like very gentle. It's hardly anything. So, let's see. Oh, wait. Actually, kind of tickles a little bit. All right, let's try. Let's go up a bit. Oh, did I do it? Okay, so it's, well, I guess that's nice too for people who don't like it to go from like ramping up way too high all at once. It's good. It's very gradual. Or maybe I'm just doing it wrong. Yeah, I was doing it wrong. Okay, so I'll click the proper button. Ah! Oh! And, yeah. That's doing something now. Kind of tickles, though. It's a different sensation. Well, I guess... No, I guess that's the thing, too, because usually I don't like my clit being exposed and like, touched directly. I like it more being rubbed on top, because then this is just a bit... It's already, It'll be a bit... Sometimes it can be painful, or it just feels ticklish and weird. Oh, okay. So, yeah, that's... Oh, I just took it off right now. Oh, okay. Alright, let's put it back. Maybe I need a mirror just so... God, now even I'm having trouble finding my own clit. Yikes. Okay, so I put it back on. And so you're supposed to, like... Okay, so there's, like, a little well in the middle. And you use... You put your clit in there. And then you just sort of press it so it, like, forms a seal around it. Supposed to mimic a mouth and a tongue, I suppose. And then, Okay, up a little bit more. Okay. Alright. That feels kind of good. I just did adjust the ankle a little bit, too. Yeah, so I don't like too direct or, like, just being... Having it be exposed, because then it's... It'll hurt. And plus my clit is little and she's shy. Is that too much info? Oh well. Let's try up one more. Oh! Okay, so it is a little bit louder than what I remembered. Or maybe because yesterday it was... Oh! Oh wait, is that supposed to happen? Okay, maybe I need to put some more lube on it. It is getting kind of wet, though. Okay, turn off. Shh, go to sleep real quick. Okay. Yeah, let's put a little bit more lube. Yeah, and of course, use the appropriate lube for your toy. Since this one is silicone, I'm using a water-based one. But I also got this kind of lube because, well, one, my skin is sensitive, and two, it says on the website, it said it's really good for using for anal toys, or for things when you want to try some butt stuff. So I actually also got, in addition to this toy, I got a training kit, an anal training kit, with like different sized plugs. And I'm excited for that because I haven't really tried any butt stuff yet. And then I also got a dildo that has a really strong suction cup that I'm excited to use, because then now I can keep my hands free and use it to touch other things. Mm-hmm. So far, this loop is really nice too. Let's see. What's that? Okay. Okay, turned it back on and just... Okay. Mm. Yeah, so this one was... Oh. Yeah, maybe I should just shut up and just play now. I'm just a little nervous, I guess, because I don't know how it's gonna happen. And generally, I... oh, that's a good angle. Generally, I'm shy to let people go down on me. But I guess this is good. Since it's just me and this toy. Ooh. Let's try one more. Okay. 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 It tickles. But it's... Okay, that was unexpected, because, when I was, testing it on my finger, before, when I, first opened it, it was like, oh, this isn't very strong at all, but now it's kind of just, it really does feel like it's sucking, it's like sucking and tapping at the same time. Okay. It's so awkward. What's wrong with me? But I like it so far. It's on good too, because it's not flimsy, but it's not really heavy either, that your hand gets tired holding it. Ooh. Yeah, it's really sucking hard. I tried one more step up. Oh. Okay, that isn't... that's not too loud. Maybe it sounds really loud because I have my record right there. Oh. Oh. Oh, wow. That feels really good. It feels really good. Oh, it feels so good. Oh. 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 Oh my god, I think... I think... I'm gonna... Yes. Oh, that's really good. Oh, that's really... Oh my god, I think I'm gonna go. was not expecting that. Fuck. Fuck. Fuck.
No. Oh my god. Oh my god. No, not today. Not right now. Not right now. Oh, fuck. 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 Just right, and it just suctioned just right, and I think I might squirt, but I need to get some towels first, so just a second. If we're gonna continue this, I didn't even get to the vibrating part of it, just the suction. Whoa. Okay, hold on. That was unexpected. Wow, it's like really, oh gosh, maybe this will turn into like a double toy review if I decide to get my dildo out. Oh, well, we'll see. All right, let's, I'm gonna try putting it back on, and we'll see how it is with just the vibrating part of it. Because I think it actually might be, well, I haven't used one vibrator with a rechargeable battery, so I want to see if it's strong or not or whatever. Let's just try. So you just hold it down, I believe, and then, okay, it's very gentle. And this one has a lot of patterns as well, so I think you just click it and it'll cycle through. Oh, so then the nice thing is that you can, I believe you can have the vibration part turned on and then have the sucking part turned on as well. Let's see. Oh, that's an interesting combo. All right, wait, let's turn this one off real quick. All right. Because the sucking, that was really unexpected. I'm just sliding down the bed. Alright, we'll leave it on that low setting and then we'll try the vibration settings. Oh. Oh. That's pretty strong for me. Okay, that's a little bit loud. Actually, but not as loud as my other toy. Okay. Oh, very eager. Just sort of like gradually gets stronger and then it fades away, then it fades back up. Let's see if I can. Oh, I think I need a little bit more lube. Whoa. Whoa.
just a drop of that. Yeah, it does feel good when it's all looped up. Oh, it feels like a tongue. Because it's so smooth. Oh, and then when you ankle adjust right. Oh, and you get it right on your ankle like that. So yeah, I mean, for ladies that have not tried this sort of air pressure wave technology toy clit sucking function, I think it's really nice if you like direct contact and want to try something different. Because, yeah, I didn't expect to come that quickly. Well, I mean, I did prepare myself a little bit beforehand. I was yeah, listening to some nice audios beforehand and getting hyped, getting excited, getting wet. And yeah, so I think it's definitely something to try, and if you see it on sale, and I went searching online for coupons, so you can bring the price down even more. And then if like you really want to bring the price down, okay, I'm gonna shut up. Oh, okay. Oh, what? What? That's a lot of different stuff. Okay. That's a lot of stuff happening. It's a little overwhelming. That's a lot of things going on in my clit, huh? I could feel it's getting engorged. And everything is sort of so sensitive. Fuck. Oh. Oh my god, I'm gonna pass out. Yikes. No, I won't. I hope not. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, that's a bit too much. Whoa. That's really trying to suck it in. Oh my goodness. Okay. Hold on. Let's turn off that real quick. Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay. Fix myself on the pillows. Just sort of teasing my slit with it, just sliding it up and down. Nice. Let's see. Oh. 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 I don't know about that. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Let's see how much I can take. Oh. See if I can do it one more. Oh, fuck. Okay, I want to see how far I can push myself. Oh my God, can I even make it to all the other levels? Ah, shit. Oh my God, I think I'm really gonna... Oh my God. Shit, fuck, oh no, oh no, 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 oh my God, I squirted, oh my God, oh my God, oh my, fuck, 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 oh my God, no, it's getting, I need to turn off, turn off, turn off, turn off, turn off, my bed. Oh no. My sheets. Ugh. Oh no, 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 no. So. soak through the towel. It's tough when that happens because I usually end up too weak to really move and react. And my legs feel like jelly right now, so I gotta change this whole thing. Or that should be the next item I need to purchase. A waterproof sheet or blanket to put underneath me. That was a lot. Oh my God. It's really overwhelming though, which is typically how I end up squirting. It's just oh my gosh. So yes, I'd say this is a good purchase for me. Everyone's bodies are different, so, and I was researching quite a bit, so, they said to go this route if you haven't tried one before and you're just curious about how it feels and if, you know, it feels good for your body. 'Cause some women like clit stimulation, some don't, or like not direct. Like, I don't typically like direct, but that was, it just pulled it out of me. and yeah, I can't afford the womanizer, which is really expensive. Although I did see that they're making like, a more affordable brand. I mean, a more affordable line. I feel like it's aimed towards like more, like college-aged high school, almost high school, because the colors were so cute and so fun, and it's very discreet, and yeah, so a lot of people were saying that the womanizer was, like, loads better than the satisfier, but with this one, the satisfier, I'm
satisfied. Oh my god. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. Yeah, it's good. I like it. I will keep using it and experimenting with it. And it's waterproof, so I can try it out in the tub or the shower, so that'll be fun. Oh. Okay, so I'm gonna go clean up now. All right. Well, I'll talk to you all later then. And if you have any tips or tricks or recommendations for this sort of toy, then yeah, just let me know. Leave a comment or a message and I'll check it out. All right. Bye, everybody.